The next one is a lately acquired member of my imaginary family. He's the guide to patience. I acquired that during the past 10 years with experiences that required a lot of patience. Thank heavens, that's one of the things I can count on that I got out of those 10 years that have been beneficial. Patience. Patience enables you to time things properly, not just to plant the seed today and then go back tomorrow to dig it up, see whether it's going to germinate or not. If you plant your seed with faith in the right kind of soil at the right time of the year and know that the seed is sound, you can forget about it because nature takes over at that point. And for every seed of wheat that you put in the ground under the proper circumstances, nature will bring you back 500 or 600 grains to compensate you for your intelligence. And it works on other places just the same as in the soil. Number 9 is the guide to overall wisdom. And his job is to keep me benefited by every experience that touches my life, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative. Everything that touches my life is grist for my mill. I make some use out of it. If it's an unpleasant experience, I try to surround myself with enough protection to see that the same thing won't happen again. And believe you me, we all need that kind of a protection. Not to let things that happen to you that are unpleasant happen over and over and over again. I like to remember that very interesting Chinese proverb which says, if a man injure me once, shame on him. But if that man injure me twice, shame on me. And the last one is an interesting one. His name is Norm Hill, and that's a combination of my wife's maiden name and mine. And he's my roving ambassador. His job is to do the things that have not been specifically assigned to the other 9. Such, for example, I'm in my car and I'm driving downtown, and in these traffic conditions nowadays in almost every city, it's difficult to get a parking spot. But I never have any trouble in getting a parking spot because I send Norm Hill ahead and he has a place cleared out for me the time I get that. About a couple of years ago, I was telling one of my neighbors about this Norm Hill fellow, and he said, well, isn't that interesting? I said, now, by the way, if I want to go down to the bank on Friday afternoon, banks close at 1 o'clock Friday, and I didn't have but a few minutes to get down there, not time enough to go over to a parking lot, which is 4 or 5 blocks away from the bank where I do business, I would send Norm Hill ahead, and when I got there, he'd have me a place right in front of the bank. Well, he said, that reminds me, I have got to go to the bank. Would you mind letting me see how Norm Hill works? I said, hop in, we don't have much time. And I drove pretty fast. And when we got down in front of the South Carolina National Bank, sure enough, there was no parking spot. Every place on both sides of the street was filled. And I stopped my car about 3 car lengths back at the front of the bank, and this man said, Norm Hill must have walked, and I noticed you drove pretty fast. I said, don't you worry about Norm Hill. He'll be here in good time. And within the time that I've been telling you the story, the man came out of the bank and got in the car right in front of the bank and drove off, and one after him got in the next one, and there were 2 spots. I said, you see there? One to compensate me for my intelligence, and one to show you that you ought to think twice before you criticize Norm Hill. I delivered a speech before Mr. W. Clement Stone's manager down in Miami, Florida, about 6 years ago, in which I described for them, as I have described for you, my 10 invisible guides. And when we got down to Norm Hill, you should have heard these men laugh. They thought it was terribly funny. But the first thing I knew, I would say within 6 months, every one of those men was using the same plan, and not only were they using it in connection with getting such minor things as parking spot, but they were sending their salesmen out. Their salesmen work under what is called cold turkey. That is to say, everybody they meet is a prospect. They don't have to have an appointment. Those salesmen were using that same plan, and they were sending Norm Hill ahead to talk to the man they were going to interview and selling him before the salesman ever got on the job. That an astounding thing? Well, when these men first started that plan, Mr. Stone's men were earning, I should say, an average of $175, $200 a week, and within a year after that, they were averaging around $250 to $500 a week, and entirely because Norm Hill had changed their mental attitude so that when they went in to sell the man, they didn't hear him when he said no. He kept on talking. Isn't that an astounding thing? You know, most of us here know before the man says it. We know he's going to say no, and he picks up our mental attitude and reflects it back to us as his own. I used to work in a bank when I was a youngster as a teller. And I could tell when a man came into the front door and started toward my cage whether he expected to get what he was coming after or not. I certainly could. I could tell it every time. By the way he walked, by the way he looked around furtively, and by his attempt to engage me in useless conversation after he got up to the teller's cage before he presented the check, all intended to throw me off balance. Astounding thing what you can do in dealing with people if you understand these principles that I'm now talking about. We've just about conquered everything in the universe. We're now trying to conquer outer space. We've about done everything we can to uncover the powers of nature. But there's one yet unresolved objective we have not attained. We haven't learned how to live with one another. And one of the greatest things that this philosophy can do for you and those whom you contact and the world around you is to teach people how to live with one another under the mastermind principle so that they have more joy in living, they have more prosperity, they have better health, and they make this a better country in which to live.